everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, coming in hot here.
Hold on. Loud talking.
That was loud. That, loud sorry. Talking. Hi, my name is Jarrett. This is my podcast, and this is podcast number 12. And I didn't realize this until yesterday, whenever I was, in essence, masturbating by listening to myself. While on the treadmill listening to my own podcast, and here's why I did it, because my nephew Coulter has been listening to my podcast and telling me all the funny shit that I say, and so I'm gonna go back and revisit. I didn't realize I've been doing these for almost a year, or no, for over a year. I started in November last year, so I missed my first anniversary, and I also I also realized that whenever I first started this podcast in November of 2009, that I had all of these ideas of what this was going to be and what it was going to become, and I never did any of them. Really. Seriously. It was all going to be this Bowling for Soup-based thing, and where I play demos and show you how songs are crafted. And basically now I just get on here and do what I'm doing right now, you know?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything yet, because you haven't told anyone that I'm here.
No, I haven't introduced you
yet.
And
it's just like random voice coming in.
Right. Right now, you're just color.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm just color.
Yeah, you're the color guy.
The color guy.
But no, I was building into that. I'm trying to be all professional on these now, Ryan.
Okay.
Great.
I listened to your last one, and you are a professional hawk and loogie swallower.
People who listen to my podcast are very aware that often I have allergy problems, and I actually think that it's a little bit ironic that we're doing this today, because I do feel a little something coming on, because you and Coulter have been passing around this whole...
No, it's Captain Baby Coulter Hall. There it is.
Captain
Classic.
Captain Baby Hiv that Coulter has.
That he gave to me.
My guest today is Ryan Hamilton from the band Smile Smile, and he's waving right now. It's like,
they can hear.
Yeah, like you're at a parade. It's nice. Throw gum to the children. So Ryan and I, for those of you who don't know, have started a band called People on Vacation, and we'll get into all of that as the podcast goes on. But anyway, Ryan comes to the reason why it's actually 8 o'clock in the morning right now. And the reason why I had to go to Starbucks today to get Ryan's coffee that he's drinking is because he spends the night when we like have a slumber party.
Aww.
When we write songs,
we're like little girls
and we record them and all that. But
it is morning.
Do you want to hear about my morning before we even start with this? Cause I want to tell you.
Love to hear about, but I feel, this is what I feel like. I feel like this is like morning show, like waking up with people on vacation.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
That's what this is. But waking up with people on vacation, if we were actually people on vacation, what would be the first thing we discussed?
How drunk we were last night.
No, that is incorrect.
Who's the girl next to me?
Wrong.
Asleep.
We're people on vacation. So like, let's think about like from a family. On vacation, when you go on vacation, what is the number one thing that you do on vacation? Why do you even go on vacation? The whole process of vacationing is what?
Sleeping in.
No, meal planning. That's all vacation is. All vacation is, Ryan, is we're going to wake up tomorrow at 7:30. We're going to meet in the lobby. Don't be there by 7:45 because there's going to be a line. We're going to have some breakfast. Then while you're eating breakfast, what do you discuss? Where you're going to eat lunch.
Oh.
Right. It's like a bunch of fat people just sitting around.
Do you find it ironic at all that two touring musicians are talking about vacations and how they work?
It does. Well, here's the thing. Touring is not necessarily vacation.
It's work.
It is ish. It's actually fucking boring, to be honest. I think that's That is the...
It's a lot of hurry up and wait, for sure. People don't realize that, I don't think.
The only time I actually watch TV is on the road, and I am, and then I get home, and I'm, like, angry at television, you know?
Yeah. I feel a People on Vacation morning theme song coming on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's kind of snappy.
Do you want to take it?
I kind of want to take it right
okay,
now.
Okay, let's do this.
I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to be like, we know. That's good. Everybody's waiting to wake up with People on Vacation. Suck it.
Yeah. See, there's the snot coming.
I want to hear you swallow.
I don't really.
You don't understand.
It coats the throat, dude.
Oh, man.
It coats the throat. It's like.
I'll coat your throat.
It's gross.
What?
That's disgusting. Seriously, kids listen to this. That's why I say fuck all the time.
And yeah. You say your mom listens? I heard that.
My mom does listen to this. A shout out to my mom.
What's up, mom?
And she actually, here's, this is the true, this is how I found out. She just wrote me, my mom emails, and my mom, when she, actually, she's been emailing for a few years, obviously, but she would write like 3 pages. Mm-hmm. So it would take me 3.5-4 weeks to respond, because I my attention span on email is, you know, I mean, I, you know, I'm a Mac guy. It's gotta be quick.
Yeah.
I have to be able to answer all my emails within one bathroom sitting, or they just don't get done. So my mom started to, I told her, I was like, Mom, why don't you just keep your emails at like 1 point and then just send me an email for like each thing you want to talk about? That way I can just take them as they come. Mm-hmm. And so she started just, she would get off of that and she would go, sorry, long email. And then she'd answer back, I don't know if you got my long email, but then she'd break it down for me. Anyway, I got this email that just said, nice podcast. And I just go, oh shit. So I emailed back to her and I said, oh shit, you listen to my podcast? And she goes, yeah, it's the only way I ever know what you're doing. And I was like, well, I don't. Yeah.
Is your mom on Facebook?
She is not.
That's the worst. Yeah. Mom on Facebook.
Actually, Coulter, my nephew who just joined us. Captain Baby, who's been giving you the Captain Baby HIV.
Yeah, thanks.
These last few weeks. And it's because you guys try to sleep in the same room all the time.
But by try to sleep in the same room, you mean I go to sleep and he tries to sneak in.
Right.
Which is not okay.
To get in there, get right in the crevices.
Yeah, stay out of the crevice.
He just tweeted, not tweeted, he Facebooked last night. He Facebooked a quote from a band, like, and it was like this, I do not believe in love because I'm 21. Mm-hmm. And then HTL, which his favorite band is Hit the Lights, which is a Metallica song. Did you know that?
Do you think I knew that?
No, I didn't think you knew that. We'll get into all that. Anyway, the first person to respond, his mom. And his mom responds just to tell him that his brother thinks he's silly. And that's on his Facebook there, where there's all kinds of pictures of him on the beach with girls in bikinis and him chugging beers.
You're silly.
Yeah, your brother says you're silly.
Your brother says you're silly. Yeah,
so that's what happens when your mom is on Facebook. Here's my morning.
Okay.
All right.
Way to go.
True
circle.
Story. I got up early today. I can't sleep in the mornings for some reason. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what time I go to bed. I'm like, which is better because a lot of times I get insomnia and I'll wake up at, okay, here's really what's going on. I'm doing that thing where I go to bed at like 11. Mm-hmm. I wake up at 12:15 and think I've been asleep like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I start to panic that I can't go back to sleep, which normally I can't. Recently, I can. Like, I fall right back to sleep, and then I'll wake up, but it'll be like 4:30, and that's it. Which is way...
awful.
No, but that's better, because then at least, like, the day is starting. It's 10 o'clock in the morning in the UK. If I want to get on the computer, I can. Like, people will actually entertain me, mm-hmm. you know? Which, because I need constant...
They love you.
...stimulation.
You need constant attention.
Let's
call it attention.
Right. That is somewhat true and somewhat not.
Just say love.
I like the love.
You just want to be loved.
I just want to be loved, dude. So, I'm doing this thing where I wake up early in the morning, which again is way better than insomnia, because insomnia, usually what happens is I'll go to sleep, I'll wake up at say like 1 or 2 in the morning, And that's when everybody's going to bed. It's still early in the morning. Nobody's up. I say funny shit on Twitter. Nobody responds. You know?
It's, you know what? The early morning funny tweet is so disappointing.
Yeah.
Like when you have some really funny shit to say.
Yeah.
And you tweet that and you're ready for a response.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody's up.
I actually feel like that sometimes I should take a break from Twitter for a couple of weeks just so motherfuckers would know what they're missing. You know, or what they would be missing. Let me take that again. Just so motherfuckers would know what they would be missing if I were gone. Because here's the thing. Sometimes I'll say some funny shit. Me and Linus of Hollywood were talking about this the other day. I'll say the funniest shit that I've ever said on Twitter. Like two people will respond and one of them won't make any sense. It'll be like, that's really funny. When are you coming to Asia? You know, and be like, what the fuck? That was funny. Like no comment on how funny that was. Then I'll go, the other day I saw a Snickers bar in the store and thought, that looks delicious. 300 replies.
People love Snickers.
I know, whatever it is. So hold here's on. My morning.
I got something for you before this happens.
Okay, go. You going to burp
for
it
you.
Up?
No,
go.
This is for you. I'm going to try this once.
Have this. This you. Is you. Go. Dude, don't. Amateurs should not try that, the whole snot sniffing swallow.
Let's not do that ever again.
Did you notice
actually
that,
ever?
Did you notice that alliteration?
That actually just, really grossed me out just now.
Just snot sniffing swallow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is some alliteration.
That's some Dr. Seuss. Oh.
And then if you take a drink, oh dude, that feels so good on the everybody does that. Don't you know like whenever
people
you
spit it.
No, but when you don't swallow whenever
it.
You have like a chest cough and you cough up like a big fucking just
goop
thing. Not the real thick with chunks in it. But like just a big thing. And your throat hurts.
It's not going back down.
If you swallow it, makes your throat feel better.
No, it does not.
It does too.
Who told you this?
No, I'm telling you, that's how I feel.
Did you learn this in Wichita Falls, Texas?
Okay. You want to go there? You're going to travel through there again someday. You best be making apologies.
Yeah, they got some making up to do, first of all.
They're mad.
They were confused. That's what they were. Who's this strange man? And what's that guitar that's not an electric one?
When you played there?
Yeah.
Did you play there with us?
Yeah.
But we played at like a country bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually a weird... Shows in Wichita Falls are weird for us, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to go back to your home.
I understand that. But basically what I'm saying is don't swallow a loogie. You spit.
Trash
can, outside, sink.
I'm in a recording studio in my house, which is not really a studio. It's a converted garage with a bunch of shit on the walls.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas right now.
My two front teeth?
A spittoon.
Okay, so this morning I wake up. It's 4:30 in the morning. I lay there for a bit. I toss and turn. I decide, F it, I'm going to get up. So I got up. I was in a really good mood. I 86th the gym today, which I'm trying to lose a few LBs. Mm-hmm. 86th the gym. You know why?
Why?
So we could do this.
Aww.
I did it for the people. I did it for this podcast. So my kids wake up and we have these... little elves. They're like 6 inches tall, each of them, and one of them is named one of them's actually named, I think, Val, and one's named Bob, but you and Coulter named them something else yesterday. Vagina and Ballsack.
Ballsack sounds like a real elf name.
Well,
I think it does.
It actually does, if you say it fast.
Ballsack.
Yeah.
Or like that.
And what's Ballsack. The other one? Vagina?
Vagina. But you can change that,
You could call
too.
It Vagina. Vagina and Balsic.
Vagina and Balsic. They sound Nordic.
It does, right? Well, that's fucking way up there. That's like almost the North Pole.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have these little elves that on December 1st, they appear. I'm doing the little quotes in the air. They appear. And then as long as the kids don't touch them, each night they sort of just move around the house. And so the fun of their day, their morning, the start of their world adventure each day is to find the elves.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Is this, do you tell the kids, you know, they're watching you to see if you're good this year? Is it that kind of a thing?
Well, that is one of the things, but I don't because like, I don't, here's my thing. I don't want anybody watching me all the time. You know, like I have a hard enough time with like the whole idea of God watching me and like dead relatives and stuff. Cause I do some fucked up shit to myself. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, so, and sometimes to other people, you know, so I don't really need a couple of 6-inch elves following me around, watching me do. I mean, my son sticks his finger up his butt, you know, and then just wants you to.
He's learning.
Him. Yeah.
Exploring.
So he has not stuck the elf up his butt, though, just for the record. I'm putting that out there. So
so he hasn't stuck Balsuk in his butt?
No, nor vagina. So they come down this morning. They're all happy or whatever. And so they run down and they're like, Dad, and they run in and we're up and come in and get the morning hug. The morning hugs are the best because, you know, you haven't given them any shit yet. They haven't given you any shit yet. It's like a clean slate, you know, and it's good for almost 8 to 10 minutes most mornings. And that's the best point of the day.
That's
cool. I mean, they're just this new little world.
That's sweet.
You know? So do you need a minute on that one? Or
I might tear up. Okay, I got like a lump in my throat.
Like you just watched Fox and the Hound?
Like I just watched Fox and the Hound. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
That's what it feels like to you?
Tear.
So they're it's sort of late and it's super cold. And I'm not late. It's early. And it's super cold in the morning. And I'm just like, hey, for a special treat, do you guys want, I'll take you, Emma, you can not ride the bus. And I'll take you guys through Chick-fil-A. And get you guys breakfast, and then we'll take Jack to school, and then you could ride with me to get coffee for Ryan, and then I'll take you to school, drop you off, and I'll head home and get to work. They're like, yeah, Dad, this is going to be great. And then Emma goes, Dad, I don't like chicken. I'm like, okay, well, then why don't you eat breakfast here, and then I'll take Jack to Chick-fil-A, then I'll take him to school, and then, well, I'll take you to school still, okay? All right. She leaves the room, comes right back in and goes, hey, could I just go to Sonic and get a breakfast burrito? And at this point, I'm like, you know what? Yes. Yes, yeah. You can. We can.
Whatever you want, darling.
This is a great morning and we're going to do this. So
you're a good dad.
I agree to that. Thank you. I appreciate that. So it's actually, when you do special treats, here's the best part. It's really hard to get my 4-year-old to just get dressed because he has to take breaks in between, like putting on pants to play guitar. Mm-hmm. Or to run and
he has some hit songs.
He does. Snake in the woods. Yeah.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that is my jam. So anyway, we all get ready and there's more things that happen this morning because this is all in a 30 minute period and we can't leave yet. And then there's a little kid from down the street who's awesome that comes. He doesn't go to their school, but he comes down to wait for the bus with them each day. Mm-hmm. So I go out to warm up the car, and he's out there. And I'm like, well, shit, I can't send Emma out here because then the bus is going to think she's riding the bus.
Right.
So I come in, and I'm like, hey, Emma, go into the garage. Talk to Layton for a bit, but don't go outside because I don't want the bus to stop. Because if the bus stops, it's going to be all confusing. And,
right. Yeah. And bus drivers are pretty dumb.
Well, that's you. I don't know if she subscribes to this.
No.
She's in charge of my child for like 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just sure saying, you're assuming that the bus driver is going to be so dumb.
No.
That they're going to pull up and go, any child standing within 30 feet of this bus has to get on it, and I'm going to sit here and wait for this child.
Wrong. I'm assuming she's a fucking genius. And she sees that garage door open, and she's like, somebody's trying to get my attention over here. And so anyway, we leave. I get everybody packed up and we leave. And of course, the 8 minutes are up by now. We're fighting over the Leapster, which nobody even gives a fuck about the Leapster anymore. It's just the fact that there is one in the car.
Somebody's got to have it.
And just to explain to Emma that, hey, you're going to be in the car longer than Jack, so can he go first? And then she's 7, so she thinks she's 18. Fine, I don't even want the Leapster, and I didn't want it anyway, and blah, blah, blah. And so I put on the new Alkaline Trio for them because I like to play satanic music for my kids.
It's good for their upbringing.
Yeah, you have to diversify their portfolio and their minds.
I agree.
Yeah. So I actually drive to Jack's school and forget to go to Chick-fil-A.
Does he notice?
He does not because he has the Leapster.
Well done.
Emma notices.
Yeah.
She's like, Dad, Chick-fil-A's back there. I'm like, oh, Emma, you're right.
Says the chicken hater.
Right. So I turn and I go to Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah. And I get him his thing and he gets the chicken minis with the fruit. And by the way, my Chick-fil-A experience today, it's one of those deals where, you know how You don't go to McDonald's a bunch, I know, but like, when you have been there, do they do the face-to-face ordering thing with you, where like you don't talk to a speaker, you have to talk to a person?
Sometimes. I'm familiar with the experience.
So at Chick-fil-A this morning, for some reason, two guys with clipboards out there. There's a perfectly good speaker right there. I'm literally sitting at the speaker. We are saving no time by these guys coming up to my window. And So here's what happens. A guy with a clipboard and a headset.
How cold is it outside?
It's not that bad, but okay. I mean, you know, it's cold enough, yeah. You know, for me not to want to be
rolling down the window right, talking to clipboard man.
Yeah, okay, clipboard guy, come on over. So I give the guy my order, and then it's just ridiculous because I say what I want to have, and then he punches a button on his ear and repeats exactly what I just said, and there's no gap or anything.
And so, it's not in a different language?
No, nothing. There's no
maybe
there's
shorthand.
No, Chick-fil-A speak.
Chickish.
Chickish. That's not happening, okay? So, all right. So, we go. Anyway, I should get to the point of the story because this is, I could drag this on.
Took my order. Right. He faxed it in.
Right. He did. He pulled a pigeon out of his pocket, threw it up in the air. The fucker flew around the building into the place. And I pull up there and there's some chicken minis and some orange juice waiting on me.
Pigeon pocket.
Right. So, I drop Jack off. I know. Believe me.
I was going to leave it alone.
His last name is Red Dick, for crying out loud. If that's the worst he gets. Growing up, like I wanted my kids to be tough. So, drop him off at school and get him all set up. And then me and Emma go to Sonic. And so I get her breakfast burrito that she wants. And I'd gotten her an orange juice at Chick-fil-A, by the way, because I'm a good parent.
Yeah.
And
everybody, you don't want Jack to have something and Emma not to have.
Well, no, it was more that I don't know what sort of healthy drinks they have at Sonic because I've never ordered one. So I know that I can get a vitamin C enriched beverage in a carton here with a bendy straw.
Yeah.
That she's just going to fucking love. You know what I mean?
You're pretty smart.
I know. So not as smart as the bus driver, Ryan.
That's true.
That fucking bus driver is a genius. All right.
The garage door is up.
Oh my God.
Something's happening.
So I get my Diet Dr. Pepper beverage and her burrito, and I'm like, hey, you want to just eat in the car because you still got 20 minutes? And so we start to roll, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to stop at Starbucks and get Ryan's coffee. That way I can just drop you off at school, and then I'll just head home. So we get into Starbucks, and oh, by the way, I don't leave her in the car. She tells me, Dad, you can just lock the car, and I'll stay here and eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I don't do that. And I'm not going to tell you what she said, but I'll just give you a hint. Another parent that lives under this house may or may not do that. All right. So,
does she listen to this podcast?
I don't know if she does. It's going to be a long month. All right. So now I've totally just made that up, sort of. Anyway, so we get into Starbucks and the line is crazy, you know, and it's not that crazy Starbucks line where you just know it's going to go super fast or whatever. It's that crazy Starbucks line where even the people who are working there look like they're waiting on something.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the holiday Starbucks line. It happens at this time of year. I don't know what the hell happens.
I think it's the weather. It gets cold. The cups get festive.
That's true.
And I should point this out. I don't drink coffee.
You are my coffee hero.
But I'm real good at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because I go there for the wife. I go there for you when you're here.
They take good care of you there?
They do. Oh. The Starbucks Highland Village 407, by the way, it's a shout out to the whole staff there.
Can we just shout out to all Starbucks everywhere?
Why? I'm giving a shout out to my Starbucks.
You shout out to your Starbucks. I'm trying to get people on vacation sponsored. Maybe.
Oh, right. Starbucks is awesome, even though I don't drink coffee. But I'd go there for Linus of Hollywood and you and my wife.
Thank you. Right.
All that. I'm freaking nice, you know?
You are.
So the line's really long. And so I look at Emma and I'm like, hey, you still have to eat your breakfast. Let's just jump back in the car. You can eat in the car on the way. I'll drop you off at school and I'll just buzz back by and I bet you there'll be no line. I'll grab Ryan's coffee and I'll head home and we'll podcast and then cut the vocals to this awesome new song that we wrote yesterday.
Right.
She's like, okay, get back in the car. She starts eating a burrito. She looks cute as shit, by the way, mm-hmm. sitting in the back seat of that big old car, just there with her breakfast burrito. Just like, and there's fucking eggs all over the place, and you know she doesn't give a shit. She's just listening to Alkaline Trio.
Sometimes you got to get some eggs on some shit.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah,
you know. So, I don't know why that was the fucking funniest thing that's been said all morning, but that was good. Sometimes you just got to get some eggs on some shit. So I take her to school, and here's one of the sad things that happens when you're a parent. Is I said, we get up there. And so as you pull up, you pull around this little curve and a safety patrol person comes and gets them out of the car and makes sure that they're inside.
Do they wear a uniform?
No, like a little sash.
Sash.
But it's not really a...
Like Miss America?
No, but like a neon orange thing that would be like Miss America, only it doesn't say anything.
Okay.
And it's super thin. It'd be basically like if you wrapped a belt around you mm-hmm. the way that a sash would lie.
Okay, got it.
And so as we pull up, I go, you're not gonna kiss me in front of the security or in front of the safety guard, are you? And she goes, no. And I go, really? Can I at least have a hug? And mm-hmm. she just goes, have a good day, daddy. And goes and doesn't even look at me, and I yell, I love you. And she doesn't even look back. And the safety patrol girl was probably in about the fourth grade, just looks at me and goes, have a nice day, sir. And I'm just like, well, it's off to a fucking banner start. Thank you very much. My child won't kiss me in front of you.
Yeah.
You couldn't have turned around.
Yeah. My daughter doesn't love me, and I blame you.
So back to Starbucks I go, right? Now, all of that, where I live, as you know, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
everything is like within arm's reach.
It's great here.
I love it. There are very few things that we don't have.
Everything is here.
Everything.
It's like a resort.
It really is.
It really it's like a suburb resort.
It really is. And so I go back to Starbucks, and guess what? I was right. No line. I had one person in front of me. Smart. Everybody looks like they're caught up. In fact, the guy that usually makes or takes my order or makes the coffee or whatever, he's like on break, dude. He's coming out with his own cup of coffee and some of that fucking oatmeal that I guess must be great.
It is good.
Yeah. So hi, Starbucks people on vacation. So I order your Pike's Place coffee.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the guy goes, okay, $2. I'm like, God, that is cheap. Because whenever I go for Melissa's Fufu coffees, they're expensive.
But, yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Blood sucking.
Fucking. Wife. Wife. I thought you were going to Starbucks on that.
I'm no.
Like, yeah. Well, now we're not getting Melissa as a sponsor. Great.
Damn it.
Okay. So I order your coffee. And
thank you.
At this point, I realize I have to poop. I mean, like, I got to go back. But okay, let me back up. It's right before I ordered your coffee.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I got to poop, but I'm like next in line. And you know how you can look back at the door at Starbucks and you see like there's a flood coming all because people come in waves.
There's a flood coming.
It's like a fucking intersection there, you know? And so these people just start piling in. And I'm thinking, well, I can't get out of line. And, you know, I mean, I may be in there 3 minutes.
Are you clinching at this point?
No, at this point, I just got to go.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I sort of hadn't gone this morning kind of thing. And I've been up for an hour and a half. And you know how that can be.
Another benefit of morning coffee.
Right. What happens?
It keeps you regular.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm regular. It's just like six times a day.
I know you're regular.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you wait to the last minute every time. It's like a panic attack.
I don't wait till the last minute.
You do. Every time you have to pee, poop.
No, pee for sure. I wait till
we will be in here recording. You will bounce your leg a million miles an hour for like an hour. Like, God, I gotta pee. God, I gotta pee.
Yeah.
Like,
well I don't want to. I don't want to break the. I don't want to break up the. Sometimes we're in the zone.
We are in the zone.
You know.
Anyway,
I gotta poop. I order your coffee. Yeah. I'm thinking I got this easy. I'm gonna get back in. I'll make it home. That'd be great. So as I order it, he goes, it's $2. I pay for it, and he turns around, he goes to make it, and he goes, oh, that's going to be a minute because she just is putting in a new batch. I'm like, okay.
Fresh brewed.
That's fine. I'm like, he's going to be stoked. Then I'm like, oh, man, I actually really have to shit now. I've got to go.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's one of those deals where I'm like, I think I can make it home. They just got to give me this coffee, and I'll go. But I teeter on with the idea of going, but the problem with going to the bathroom at Starbucks after you've ordered is that your shit's gonna be your coffee is gonna be ready while my shit is ready.
Oh,
and then they're gonna just take it and set it on the table and go Grande Pike's Peak, and then it's somebody else is gonna come get it.
Anyone?
And it's gonna be confusing as fuck when you come out of there.
Yeah, and they're gonna know how long you've been in there.
Right.
Yeah. Seems like you're afraid to hawk into the microphone now. Did I give you a complex?
No. I don't always do it into the mic. And when we're, you know, when we're in, I usually just do that when there's like a break.
Okay. You know? It's like, the swallow noise.
Well, I just do that to mask the grossness of the snort.
Oh.
By the way, it sounds like you do that all the time anyway. Like every time you do like a hard swallow, it's like, man, he's got some shit going on in there. What's happening?
I just got a big old fat tongue.
Hello, ladies. All right, so your coffee is still not ready, and then it becomes an emergency. So I get your coffee, and at that point, I'm like, I have his coffee, and I have to go right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now. But my only two options would be set your coffee down in a place where I wouldn't be there to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Or take it in the bathroom with me. And I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you. I was about to.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah.
I will take my beer into the bathroom because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take somebody else's beverage into the.
Coffee's a different animal. Beer, you can get beer kind of dirty, I feel like.
Coffee, like fecal matter dirty?
Let's put some shit on some beer. I don't want poop in coffee in any form or fashion.
Okay. Well,
it's the morning. Everyone's kind of clean.
Yeah.
I feel like people shower in the morning.
Right.
Beer, you're sweaty. Maybe you played a show, you've been to a concert.
Yeah. Just doesn't matter.
Shit on some beer.
Well, and I think actually the alcohol kills everything anyway.
Yes, it does.
I think that's actually why they put those amazing lids on coffee is because they don't want you to get shit in there.
I think that's right. You know what? Actually, the translation is something I've read this somewhere. It's, what is it? Shit trap? I think that's what it was called.
All right, so I have to go right then, and I have a decision to make. And here's what I do: I take one for the team, and I go, and I'm going for it. So I go, and as I'm getting into my truck, I get that last thing. Well, no, it's like the thing where it like, you know,
like it came out a little,
like I'm in backwards prison. You know what I mean?
Like you're doing Kegels and you're driving?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. And so then I start, as I'm driving, I have the thing where you have to cinch either at your butthole or in your stomach, depending on where it's at. And you
you got to go back and forth. That's the trick.
You do. And what's funny is like as a kid, you learn the roll technique where you can actually take that clenching of the stomach and roll it to the butthole and back without losing any momentum. The problem.
No, hold on. The trick is the breathing.
Right.
You have to do the deep breathing.
It's important. It's like you're having a kid here.
You are.
And you're on your way to the hospital.
You're having a shit, baby.
Right. Oh, God. That's a really gross video, by the way,
seen some stuff on the internet that I didn't.
Tenacious D have a thing called Shit Baby, if you've never seen it. It's the fucking grossest thing ever, but it is hilarious.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm doing my breathing and having flashbacks to times that I was doing this exact same thing and I didn't make it, you know, and just want like, and then I'm looking around the car like. As I'm driving, I'm planning my escape into the house once I get here and sort of like, okay, I'm going to grab the coffee. I'm going to grab my Coke. There's half of her burrito left that I'm taking home for Coulter. I'm going to try to grab all that. Okay, I've got Jack's coat there. I'm going to grab all this. I can shut that. I can open the garage. I've got all my plan there. I'm going to open the garage. I'm going to shut the garage. If I don't have time to shut the garage because I have to open the door, then I'll just come back and shut the garage later. So I get home. And I run into the house, and you're sitting on the couch, and I say,
I have to shit so bad.
Yes.
Basically.
Right now.
That's what it was. It was right now.
And so
I get up off the couch.
Yes.
I grab the coffee.
Right.
You set the Sonic bag down.
Right.
You even say, Ryan, there's half a breakfast burrito here if you want it. Emma didn't eat it all.
Right.
You're like doing the penguin waddle.
And then I say, if you want some fruit or some cereal, there it is. But I have to go right now.
You're so kind in your shit panic.
I'm trying my best. And so I take everything. I take my coat off, my hoodie off on the way to the bathroom. I throw it into the floor of Melissa's closet. I get into the bathroom. I shut the door. And what happens? I have to do the stand there thing for a minute because I can't change positions.
So no way. You froze?
I had to stand there because basically the thing was, is you know what the
if you relax enough to take your pants off,
exactly,
shit's coming out.
This is the problem with when your mind knows you're in the bathroom, it forgets that you actually have to pull down your pants.
Oh my God, you have poop knowledge like nobody else.
And it's the truth, though.
I feel like I'm at church.
You have
I just keep agreeing with whatever you're saying.
No, but
yes!
Here's this. You actually have this talk, though. Like, here's me in the bathroom. I actually have the talk with myself, maybe a little bit too, you've maybe had a couple of cocktails and you don't want to be drunk and you sit in the mirror and you're just like, you're not that drunk. You're not drunk at all. Look at you. You're fine. Look, you can open your eyes. Oh, your eyes are okay. Open them back up. There you go. Yeah. You're fine. So as I'm in the bathroom, I'm like, you can do this. Come on, man. Listen, they're unbuttoned.
Pep talk.
All we have to do is pull these down and we can sit in one motion.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to be messier if it doesn't happen. The going all over the place or in your pants.
Yeah. So,
you know,
here's my question.
Okay.
Quick fluid motion, pants down, sit.
No,
or slow. Oh, the slow one.
I do the
little
thing,
bit at a time.
I stand there until it just like till basically like here's the equivalent of this happens. You're standing there and you've got them to where they're like right below, you know, right to where you can make the move if you have to. Like if it's just gonna, I mean, if it's a shotgun
still breathing
situation,
stomach butthole, still
breathing.
Stomach butthole.
But then all of a sudden, it doesn't necessarily sound like this, but you feel this happen in your stomach. It just goes. And it just releases. And then right then, it's just all of a sudden.
I've never heard a more accurate noise.
No, that's exactly what happens. And all of a sudden, like your sphincter sucks back up into your butt. And you're just like, here's the thing. At that point, sometimes you could get cocky and be like, I could actually go make something to eat.
Yeah, I'll come back in a little bit.
You know? And so that's my story. I made it, and I pooped, and we came in here, and it only took me 40 minutes to tell this.
Here we are.
So,
I can't decide if this is the best, like, you know, radio-like podcast interview thing I've ever done, or if I'm ashamed of myself right now.
I'm going to go with A.
Okay.
I'm a professional here.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to play a song. This song is actually called I Pooped Myself. And it's this.
Look at the segue.
I know, right? This stems from.
Do you really have a song called I Poop Myself?
I do. And let me tell you about the song, you're going to fucking love this.
Okay, I'm ready.
I had decided that I was going to write a song with my Twitter followers about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to write a song called I Pooped Myself. Everybody send me a line and I'll put it in there, right? Uh-huh. Ow. Oh, shit. Something. Wow. No, I'm good. All my Twitter followers started sending me lines, and I was actually on tour. And you know how that is, man. I mean, you're good at writing on tour, you and Bob both, but I'm fucking terrible, man. I'm just really bad.
You came up with our band name on tour.
I did. But
so don't sell yourself short.
Accidentally, sort of, you know. But so I, anyway, so I had this idea. It never really came. I never really put it together, but our friend James Stant from the United Kingdom.
Cello.
Who has been playing the cello with no H.
Yes.
On the People Vacation Songs for us via...
People on Vacation.
People, what?
You just said on People Vacation Songs. I'm sorry.
Did I really just say it wrong?
You did.
Well, sometimes I get weird like repeating the same word a few times.
I understand. Bowling soup.
So he, anyway, he came up with one and was just like, here, I took a stab at doing your song for you since you haven't had time. And it's called I Poop Myself. And I actually haven't heard this in a long time, so we'll listen now. Are you ready for this?
No.
p.m. I'm waking up and the day begins, but you're already waiting for me. I'm feeling warm inside, a feeling that I'd rather hide. You give me pleasure, yet you give me pain. a love-hate relationship, day to day. All my friends think that it's hilarious, but they are not the ones stuck in this mess. All my friends don't know the meaning of precarious, they just laugh 'cause I just pooped myself. You know I can't live without you. Television, beer, and friends, need them too. We'll travel the world, but all you do is complain. I'd like to settle this to one side. Out of view of friends of mine, I get the feeling that I'll never hear the end of this.
There's the guy that pooped himself.
All my friends think that it's hilarious, but they are not the ones stuck in this mess. All my friends don't know the meaning of precarious, they just laugh 'cause I just pooped myself. There are times when you're down and blue, it takes me by surprise, I must admit. There are times when you're green and envious. I'm so, so sorry if I treat you like. All my friends think that it's hilarious, but they are not the ones stuck in this mess. All my friends don't know the meaning of precarious, they just laugh 'cause I just pooped myself. All my friends think that it's hilarious, but they are not the ones stuck in this mess. All my friends don't know the meaning of precarious, but I'll be laughing when they all poop themselves.
And we're back. That was Pooped Myself by James Stant. Awesome.
Rocked my
Bowling
world.
For Soup street team member and friend of the band and friend of people on vacation, actually. Playing some awesome long-distance cello.
Is everything good there?
Everything's great. We're down here now.
Okay.
We're recording. Well,
I'm looking at the screen where we're recording. Yeah. Like I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Well, it's just a bunch of waves of the little moving pink thing.
It's hot.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean, the sound of it is, anyway. Amazing. Again, this is Ryan Hamilton, my guest today. I'm actually going to let you talk this segment, I think.
Thanks. I feel like I talked too much that first one.
Ryan is in the band Smile Smile, and we are all in a band together called People on Vacation, a new adventure for both of us. And for me, an insane adventure, because I was telling you this yesterday, I haven't been in a, like, other than just sitting in for a song or two, I haven't been in another band for like 17 years, so.
And I didn't tell you this yesterday, but that's a huge deal to me, for you to, you know, have the success that you've had. And I'm sure you've said no, or things haven't worked out, or maybe you even wanted to, but whatever. But for you to, you know, dive in the way that you have on this project is, you know, is really, really cool for me. So.
I think, you know, the thing is with me is nothing is ever half-ass. And so and actually you said it best and I want to get into the whole, how we came up with the whole idea and all that. But I think when you asked me originally if I wanted to get together and do something, you were like, hey, you want to get together and write some songs, put them out there for fans, see what happens. And you're just like, people always just get together and talk about stuff.
It's true.
And it's so true in this industry. And you know what? I'm guilty of that, but I will say that I most of the time have amazing intentions. It's like, yeah. I have amazing ideas, and there's just, you know, you meet such great people on the road and you just want to work with everybody.
Yeah. Artists are fun people.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an interesting community in a small world that we live in, and an interesting time right now, you know, where we're being creative. We have so many outlets and avenues and just the means to make, you know, content.
It's true.
And, you know, I mean, the things that we do at my house now in a day, you know, would have taken 5 weeks back in the day.
Five meetings.
Yeah, five meetings, you know. But your band is that you that your main band is called Smile Smile, and, mm-hmm. and you are in it with the lovely Jency.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to sort of tell the story about how we met and you coming out on tour with us and stuff. But I first discovered Ryan Hamilton and his band Smile Smile at South by Southwest, which is a music festival in Austin, Texas, 2 years ago.
For those of you who don't have a clue.
Well, some people just don't know that. And here's the big thing about South by Southwest. We say it's a music festival, but uh-huh. it's really not. Here's what it is.
An ass-kissing net workathon.
Sort of. South by Southwest is a five-day excuse for people who are never allowed out of their house except for to go to work. To go to Austin, Texas, uh-huh. get completely shit-faced.
For free.
And then just fucking name drop. That's what South by Southwest...
They should rename that Drunken Name Drop.
Drunken Name Drop Fest. Yeah.
Southwest.
Me and Linus at South by Southwest, one of our favorite things to do is just to walk down the street and be like... You'll be like in it and you wait for a crowd to be around you of people, you know, with their bag in their hand and uh-huh. like a big badge on and all that.
And their phone,
and
their texting.
Demo tapes and stuff like that. You'll just be like, oh man, yeah. Just met Vinnie Johnson from Go Fish Records. Oh man, he's really into the band. I think he's going to come see us at our showcase over there at Woolly Mammoths. And we'll just sit there and just start the whole name drop thing and you will get attention. You know?
Yeah. Huh? What? People follow you. See where you're going.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. And just like, hey, man, do you have a business card? Oh, no, I don't. My Rolodex is my mind. I stumbled in, not stumbled because it was early in the day, but I went into a bar with Linus of Hollywood and Casey DiOrio from Valve Studios in Dallas to get a beer, an early afternoon, late morning beer.
Uh-huh.
And I saw some friends of mine, Dale and Tammy from Kirtland Records.
My managers.
Your managers. And so I was just like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys up to? And they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm just coming in to get a beer. And they were like, well, this is one of our bands. It's Smile Smile. So I started listening to you guys play. Mm-hmm. And it was just you and her.
Mm-hmm.
And just these amazing songs that like sounded like they could be on television today. On Grey's Anatomy or, you know, like one of the other big shows that plays... songs that could
my,
be on
my favorite part of this story is that I didn't know you at all when this happened. Jency and I are playing our set, and you know it's acoustic guitar and piano, and it's these pretty, you know, intense songs. Very, it's a good word, dramatic. I can say dramatic songs, kind of. Anyway, so Jarrett walks into the club. And we finish one song, and I lean over to Jency, and I go, the hell is the singer from Bowling for Soup doing here? Like, there's no way he likes this music. And I was just really confused by it all. And then you stayed, and you watched the rest of the set. And I just remember trying to, like, stay focused, but being really confused as to why you were there. Little did I know.
Yeah, well, and basically did you notice the sound just got way better? I figured out we've basically been on now for 46 minutes,
uh-huh.
and I've had the monitors up the whole time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Well, as I'm sitting there listening to you guys, I sort of lean back and I'm like, this is really great. Like, what's the deal? And they basically tell me the story of your band.
Mm-hmm.
And after I hear the story of your band, then I start to listen to the songs more. And it, like, I just become sort of completely freaked out by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you want to enlighten us on what?
I'll enlighten you all.
Okay.
So, really long explanation short. My bandmate and I, Jency is her name, we met, we started dating. And she plays piano, and I was in another band. Anyway, we would get together and play guitar, and I would play guitar, and she would play piano. And we ended up in a band together, and we were dating. We recorded some songs, sent them to a radio DJ named Josh Venable from The Edge here in Dallas. And he started playing one of the songs on the radio.
Can I just say how funny it is that you know his last name?
Yeah.
He's just always been Josh on the radio.
That's true.
You know his last name.
That's true.
Would have never known that.
Do you remember the first DJ that ever played you on the radio?
It probably is Josh, actually.
Oh,
no,
really?
No, the first DJ in Dallas, the first DJ ever.
First DJ ever.
First DJ ever, yes, I do. His name was, his last name is Vaughn, and he had the voice of God. I'll think of it.
Yeah.
Shit! Okay, go ahead with your story.
Anyway, sorry. I'm gonna speed the story up. So Jency and I dated. We started a band together. We had a song on the radio. So we were.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm Keith Vaughn. Wait, that wasn't good. Hold on. Here we go. I'm Keith Vaughn. That's still bad. Okay, go ahead.
Close
with the story.
Though.
Okay, go.
Anyway, so we fell in love. We're dating. We're writing songs together. We get a song on the radio before we even played a show. We're kind of thrown into this world, and we have a little bit of success right off the bat. And we feel like it's something special. So we keep doing it. Along the way, we get engaged. We move in together. We're talking about getting married.
Were you guys doing the nasty?
We were doing the nasty a lot.
Right.
And maybe sometimes I fantasized that she was some kind of famous actress during.
Nice, dude. Right.
Everybody does it.
Oh, of course. I don't. But, but you know.
I was hoping you'd fall into that trap. Yeah. You didn't. Well done.
Yeah, thank
you. Caught yourself.
This is not my first rodeo.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, God.
Yeah.
So we're together, we're engaged, we're gonna get married, we're in this band. I feel like it's the dream is perfect. I'm in love and traveling the country and playing music, you know, with the person I'm in love with. I don't have to like leave my significant other at home, which a lot of musicians struggle with. So she cheats on me while we're engaged.
With a famous actress.
With a famous actress.
That's not true. I made that point up.
She does, and a lot of people will go, wow, he just spit that out, but it's kind of public knowledge, and this is why. We break up, she moves out, we're not speaking, but I'm still writing songs and whatever, so just to kind of show her how much she hurt me, I start writing these really sad songs, and I would record them and email them to her just to kind of get under her skin and see what would happen. So her response to this was not to type an email back, was to write a piano part, sing a harmony, and send it back because she thought it was funny. She was like, you know, you're not going to, this isn't going to faze me. So it became like this contest. And I'm destroyed. People, you know, it's kind of funny now, but I am a wreck and I'm at home and I'm writing these really sad songs, trying to like one-up myself every time. Sending these songs to her, and she keeps just singing harmonies and writing piano parts and sending them back, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So 11 songs later, we have this entire record, which I didn't know, told the entire story of our breakup, you know, and how she cheated, and look what you did to me, and, you know, this Kirtland Records decided that, you know, if we could stick it out and be brave and whatever, that we could release this record about our breakup and go on tour, and I could show the world how horrible of a person Jency is and what she did to me.
The genius behind all of it is that you did this and you made this amazing record and these amazing songs. And,
thank you.
And that, so as, even that day, I'm sitting here, I'm like, this is crazy. He's like singing this shit about her. She's sitting right there and she's just singing along, you know, like all these. And then, so, and then let's fast forward a little bit. You and I become friends via email and through other friends or whatever. And you send me some music and I'm like, you guys got to go on the road with us, you know? And you're just like, what? You know?
And which is understatement. I was like, that's the worst idea ever. Fans are going to hate us.
Now, the great thing about our fans is that they know that I'm all about diversity and just great music.
And I found that out, and they could not have been cooler.
Yeah, and you know, I fight with promoters about it. I still, my management just doesn't get me when I pick bands. I mean, it's especially hard in the UK because they're just like, this, you know, this doesn't fit. You guys are more of a metal band. And what the fuck? Nope, I don't understand anything. But we took you guys out on the road, it's an interesting dynamic. The two of you guys in a van, sort of loading in together, setting up together, eating together, getting coffee together, staying in a hotel room together.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then just being on stage,
separate beds,
but getting on stage at night together, and it's people who haven't seen Smile Smile definitely should indulge.
Here's the thing for me, and you know, for our musical family, the people who take such good care of us, is people love reality TV and drama and all these things, and people are such suckers for it these days. And there's really no bullshit with Jency and I. We don't speak all the time, you know, we don't hang out really outside of music. And so when we get on stage and we get in that mode and I'm singing to her, you know, I can't believe I lost you, but I hate you and whatever else, you know, that's gonna spark a few memories and a few things that, you know, you don't really want to revisit. And we're singing it and saying it to each other and into microphones and in front of sometimes large crowds of people.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's strange. And I think it takes two insane people to really want to do it. I don't know how we did it. I don't know. But anyway.
But it's going well. And you guys will be working on a new record just after the first of the year.
It's true. And the one that, about our breakup, is called Truth on Tape. And, you know,
it's available everywhere.
It is available everywhere. UK, iTunes, all over. And you know what? You were really, really cool. And we were at a really, really vital point at that point. The Truth on Tape hadn't officially come out. And I was struggling with, can I really do this? Really, really do this? And, you know, and you guys took us on tour. And I've never been that drunk, first of all. And I have never had that much fun at that point. You know, it's such a serious band, Jency and I. Anyway, so thank you.
Oh, really. Man. You know, and true story here, I was lucky enough to get an advance copy of Truth on Tape, and your managers told you not to give it to anybody, mm-hmm. and you were even worried that if you found out that they found out that you gave it to me, they would be upset with you. Mm-hmm. And I had it, and I was listening to it with Eric and our manager, Swin, in Swin's car, and I left it in his car, and I had to call you to tell you, hey, man, I feel so bad that I left this in Swin's car, because I know you wanted to guard this with your life, but it's in Swin's car, and I don't want you to worry about it.
Like,
but
on its way to Austin.
Would like to get, right, but now I'll tell you the truth. It was actually in L.A., and it was his car, but it was a rental. And he did not remember to get it out of the CD player.
So just God so knows know. Who so got it.
God knows where that.
That's
ended
why
up.
I didn't sell very many records.
Well, just actually in L.A. That's been
my
hurdle.
My record sales suck in Los Angeles.
But true story, I'm gonna play my children's favorite Smile Smile song, which it's interesting to hear them sing this at the top of their lungs in the backseat. And but you know, I
why?
Mean they're big fans. They are big fans. And anyway, this song is off of Truth on Tape, and it's called Cancer. Mm. And it goes like this.
Blinking eye, and you better live your life like I've got cancer. What's meant to be is not the answer. Life goes.
Yes, cancer. I recorded that song. I recorded my kid singing that song once.
You did. I was having the worst day ever. Music stuff, business stuff was really dragging me down. And you sent me Jack singing the song. And to hear a little kid singing that,
yeah.
I don't know. It filled me up with joy.
It's rich. Rich stuff. You're almost 30 years old.
Oh.
You're in an indie band. You basically started playing guitar really late, writing songs really late.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about the music industry? And I know that's a super general question, but some people are like panicking, and some people are like, this is the greatest time ever, people are just unsure, you know?
Like, as far as being creative goes, it's the greatest time ever. People don't necessarily need a record label and all these things. They can do whatever they want and release music and get it to the masses and go on tour and whatever. It, of course, helps to have management and a label and whatever, because they got the connections and the dollar bills.
Right.
But it's so hard to make a living these days, you know.
Labels are confused, though. And
they are
talk
confused.
And yeah. Labels can't stop spending money.
Yeah, and they want to spend money like they did back in the day, right. But people are now spending 99 cents for a song when they used to spend $10 to $15 for a record.
Right. $18 yeah, yeah. for a CD back in the day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and think about that. $18 for a CD back in the 90s or whatever when some bands
were blowing up.
Yeah, and it cost $2 to go to the movies, you know? Oh, no, dude, believe me. We didn't blow up till 2004. It was already over.
Okay.
That's the reason why there's 60,000 miles on my car.
The music industry now, it's, you know, I've kind of come up, if you will, while things were changing. And I'm really lucky to be on a cool label and have the support and the people behind me that I do. And, you know, people like you that have been so cool to us. But it's tough, man. It's tough these days to be able to have all this creative freedom. But, you know, you can't sell records people used to be able to.
Interesting thing about that is that it's a weird sort of full circle thing in that, like, we sold a lot of CDs out of the back of the van up until 2000, because we were from 94 to 2000 we were on our own, and if you could sell 13,000 copies of Rock and Honorable Ones out of the back of your van, it was like, dude, we can actually eat. And then the weird thing is then you're signed to a label and we don't see any record sale money for 10 years, even though we sell almost 2 million records. Mm-hmm. And now we're not on Jive again. And it's like, okay, now we can go sell CDs again. We can just keep putting music out there. But it's just an interesting sort of learning curve now to be, you know, we got it. Everything's completely different.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's an interesting time. It's fun as shit, though, you know?
It is fun. I'll say that. And it's cool to have the connection with the fans that we can have now. Because I remember back in the day, it would have been a huge deal for some band that I was a fan of to reply to anything on the internet.
Yeah.
And now Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Indeed. Anyway. Yeah. No, it's amazing to have I talk about this with these guys all the time that listen to this. It's like the amount of contact that we have with fans. And, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine if whenever I was, you know, 16 years old, if Nikki Sixx would have retweeted me.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Like I lost it.
Who's
Nikki Sixx?
That's insane. Right. Oh my God. The van is going to be a fun time for us, you and I. All right. It's time for random questions.
Random question time.
If you were a vagina, how would you change the world?
I would make everyone happy by sleeping with all of them.
What's your favorite cold medicine?
Benadryl.
Internet porn. In it or again it?
What? I don't even know how to respond to that. Next. Pass.
Favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My grandmother's tamale stuffing.
Favorite Thanksgiving leftover?
My grandmother's tamale stuffing.
Favorite band ever?
Bob Dylan.
What?
That's a band.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Who is the hottest girl in the world?
Charlotte Gainsbourg.
And that was random questions.
Fast.
That was random questions.
All right. So,
it's weird that we've been doing this podcast for 3 days straight.
We have been on for a long time. I think we should talk about a little bit about people on vacation and this our new adventure together.
Mm-hmm.
And we are almost done with our first full length album. We're hoping to release it hopefully by summer.
Next year. We're going to play some shows in the meantime. We're going to hone our craft.
January. And please spread the word everywhere. By the way, follow us on Twitter at People on Vacay. And check out our Facebook fan page at People on Vacation.
And the website is killer. We are peopleonvacation.com.
And you can hear a song there. And our UK merch store is up, and our US merch store should be up any day. So,
and we do have, you know, other than maybe Bowling for Soup, the best merch
ever.
Ever.
That's true.
The shirts look great. The website is awesome.
We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. But I, you know, again, we sort of hinted at this earlier where you were on the road with us and you came up to me and you were like, hey, what if we tried to combine my indie thing and your pop thing and see what happens?
Yeah. You
know? And what, I mean, to me, I still go back to that and like, why you even thought that was a good idea.
Well, the honest answer, we'll do this one first, is Smile is so serious, and it's this very, you know, honest, serious thing. And I really wanted to make some music and have some fun. And in my opinion, there's no band that is more fun to go watch live than you guys, than Bowling for Soup. Those live shows are just ridiculous, and you're laughing, but the music is really good. And, you know, after being on the road with you guys, it was like, God, it would be insane if we could bring these two worlds together.
Yeah, I agree.
After I had that revelation, I went, okay, which one of my friends is most famous? And who could I make music with?
And you know, we talked about it, and I was like, you know, I don't do anything half-assed if we're actually going to do this. You know, the original idea was we're just going to write some songs. So let's write pitchable songs. Like, let's write film and TV songs.
Yeah.
And so a year later, after we had met at South by Southwest, we had then toured together and we met for the first time to discuss music at South by Southwest.
True.
Which is now called Drunken Schmooze Fest. Drunken name dropping. 4 days of drunken name dropping.
Alcoholic. Name drop by West.
West. Which is fucking weird because it's in the South.
And now we're going to play South by Southwest as a band.
On the third year. Yeah.
It's insane.
So, yeah, it's nuts, but it's great and it's exciting and couldn't be more excited about the songs. And so, yes, we're playing in January. We'll be playing in Austin, Dallas, and Houston the last weekend of the month, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Like 27th, 28th, 29th, I think. Yes.
Ow. And so tickets are on sale now. So even if you're not in the Dallas area, please, by all means, Facebook everybody that you know that lives in Dallas, Houston, and Austin and tell them to come see us for you.
I want to say this. That's okay. I love Smile, Smile. I know you love Bowling for Soup. But I have, at this point in my musical career, never been more proud of music I've created than what we've done here with People on Vacation. And it could have been a horrible disaster.
It could have been. And, you know, I think part of that comes from the fact that, and we haven't really talked about the process that we go through, but, you know, I mean, we basically start with either an idea or some chords or, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes, you know, a verse and a chorus that one of us has or whatever, and make a song, but we build it right here at my house.
Yeah.
And it literally is sort of like a whole undertaking work thing, you know,
and it shouldn't be this easy, people.
Well, again, I think that comes from it being fun. You know, it's funny. We're on like what, song 12 or 13 now. Uh-huh. And we kind of started to change our method, and our method, and it went horribly wrong. So we just ended up going back late last night, redoing everything and going to bed.
Beer sleep.
Yeah, hello. But man, I feel the same way, dude. I'm equally as excited and proud, and we will be playing South by Southwest, and then after South by Southwest, big announcement. I talked about these things on my last podcast, but Eric and I will be doing a Bowling for Soup acoustic tour, our second annual acoustic tour of the United Kingdom and Ireland, in April. It's the first, I believe it's the first 15 days of April, and dates should be coming out soon. But we will actually be joined by Eric's solo act. His band is called Eric Chandler and the Mulberry Street Socialites. And you should check out Eric's fan page on Facebook and follow him, Erik2113 on Twitter. And then People on Vacation will be making our acoustic debut. Period.
We're coming.
Yeah, and we're coming to the UK.
And people are excited. I didn't realize how huge your fan base was in the UK.
It's not, and honestly, man, it's not as massive, I think, as it seems. It's just that
they love you.
They're awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's
all your fans are that way, I guess, but still.
We're loyal to our fans, and I think our fans appreciate that and know that. And the people who are fans of Bowling for Soup, they're very aware that it's not an act, that we're not out there trying to pull something over on them.
Right.
You know, we're just doing our thing, you know, and I think that comes across as genuine. I mean, I think, you know, it's funny. It's like when I'm sick, which doesn't happen a lot, but you'll know because I don't do all the shit.
Right.
You know, but I mean, we are still having a great time and I'm excited about that. And to top it all off, we'll be joined by Linus of Hollywood, my fellow Gerinus member, Linus of Hollywood. You can follow him on Twitter at Linus Dotson, Dotson. And check out his Facebook and his website. And all. He's like me. He's got 48 things going. And follow Linus and I as a team at Gerinus, Jarinus, on Twitter.
I don't see how anyone could ever forgive themselves if they missed this UK trip.
Yeah, it really is going to be a night with Jarrett and Eric from Bowling for Soup because
you, Eric, Linus, the People on Vacation songs.
And we're going to literally be on stage for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, if you saw the tour last year, I mean, it's going to be more of the same and just awesome. And
that's great. I've always had a fantasy of falling in love with an English girl. Like, even when I was a little kid, the girl I thought I was going to marry in my head has that accent.
It's easy to do, and really it is. It's the way they talk and some of the things that they'll say to you.
I'm ready.
Our second trip over there, we toured with this band called Uncle Brian, and the drummer's dad took 10 days off from work and borrowed the school bus from the school. And which was basically a van and two bands and all of our gear traveled around the UK. And our second show, me and my guys were playing some English pool. And these girls came up to us and they were obviously not 18 years of age, which they don't actually have to be over there. But, you know, there's a bit of a grid when you come from the US, you know. And
we have these things called laws.
Right.
Here.
Except in Florida, they got no fucking laws there. But these girls come up to the pool table and they're just like, you know, are you guys with the band?
Oh my
and we're
God.
Like, we're like, yeah, we're with the band. And they're just, well, do you guys want to hang out after? And we're like, well, I actually think we gotta get out of here or whatever. And they kind of all start giggling. And then the one of them just goes, well, do you want us to take you around back for a blowjob then?
Oh my
and
God.
We're all just like. And you at first you're looking around looking for the college friend that put them up to it and that friend is not there. It's not that is happening to you.
Everyone is wondering right now, and by everyone, me. I know you didn't take them up on that offer because you're a classy guy. But did anybody take them up on that offer?
Wait a minute, how classy do you think I am? That's a good point. We did not take them up on the offer.
Okay,
but had we seen identification and they would have been, and they wouldn't have been.
Had we not have felt so guilty.
Right.
Maybe.
That could have happened to them. That might have happened.
Oh my God.
So, April, United Kingdom and Ireland, me and Eric doing a long and awesome acoustic set of Bowling for Soup stuff. Eric will be playing solo. People on Vacation will be there. Linus of Hollywood will actually be joining all four acts. Yeah. He'll be joining Eric, joining us.
He's so good.
Doing his own thing, Linus of Hollywood, and then playing with us. So I actually want to play a Linus of Hollywood song now. This song is most everything he does, I think, is genius, but I'm supposed to. I don't know how that works. But this song is called Starting Monday. And it's just, you know how, like, pretty much everything you're like, I'm going to start drinking. I'm going to stop drinking. But I'm going to drink this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but starting Monday, you know, and man, I don't know how many times that bites me on the ass on the whole eating good and exercising and all that shit. You know,
it's always later. Yeah.
So anyway, starting Monday by Linus of Hollywood. Check it. Member Linus of Hollywood.
I love him,
and he is one of the good ones. He was here for the Thanksgiving holidays.
We all hung out for the
first
time.
We did
officially.
Yeah, it was actually a weird hanging out thing in that we all, me, you, Linus, and the gang went and saw Bob.
Yeah,
play. So it was like
it's weird how we've all kind of entered the circle of friends, because we were all friends separately in these different worlds, and it's all come together. It's very strange.
It's interesting how this industry does that, though. It's funny because, you know, like, I live in Texas, obviously, and I have friends that live in New York and friends that live in Los Angeles or friends that live in Nashville or whatever. And there are people who I communicate with on a daily basis, not in a business level, but on a friend level, that I've actually never met.
Yeah.
Because they're friends of friends, and yeah, it's this whole social network thing or whatever, but it's interesting.
I was that way with Linus.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. And with Linus, actually, it's funny because, you know, my fans of our band or whatever, and, you know, friends that I've had for years and years, as you see them talking on Twitter, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Just like, who is this person? You know? But man, hey, dude, thanks for joining me today.
Of course.
And it's been fun. I mean, I know, cool. I apologize that my podcast is so political and that we deal so much with politics.
It is serious. Yeah. It's some serious shit.
It is a very serious thing. Do I scare you at all?
Do you scare me?
Yeah, no, like, in all seriousness.
An intimidating way?
Whenever I get going, like, whenever I get on my thing. See, a lot of people don't know me from, like, a business side of Jarrett. They hear
it. No. Business, Jarrett, is scary.
My boys talk about it all the time. Like, you'll hear Eric talk about it a lot, and Dave and that. But, like, I don't want to be scary.
You're not. This podcast has not been scary at all. It's been yay, fun, nice, Jarrett.
Right.
But, like, business devil Jarrett?
Yeah, business devil Jarrett.
That guy?
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with that guy. Actually, I want to have something to do with him.
He's on your team.
I know he's on my team.
Yeah.
Wait, I want him to handle my shit. Handle that shit. I don't want a podcast with him.
That is what we're doing. That is what we're doing. I have a few announcements to make right now. Let's hear a word from our sponsor, Bowling for Soup TV.
Bowling for Soup TV.
Hi, everyone. This is Emma Reddick. Right now on Bowling for Soup TV. You can see my daddy and his band being awesome. And other guy eating 71 snacky cakes in under 10 minutes.
www.bowlingforsoup.tv.
Warning, the contents of Bowling for Soup TV may not be suitable for anyone.
So that's what's happening on Bowling for Soup TV and in Bowling for Soup news. We have signed with Razor and Tie Records. Our album will be our 11th studio album will be coming out in, and it's actually our 12th if you count our Christmas album that just came out on iTunes.
Yeah. Everybody go get that. It's just fun. It's good. It's funny. It's fun. It's good. It's just, it's what you love about your band.
Merry Flippin' Christmas, Volume 1. Hopefully Volume 2 will be out next year. We will have hard copies, limited edition hard copies for sale in both the U.S. and the U.K. stores. So check that out. Like I said, Bowling for Soup will be on the road in the U.K. in April as an acoustic rock and roll extravaganza. People on Vacation playing in January in Texas and all bands at South by Southwest. Bowling for Soup will be touring the U.S. in May and June, so be on the lookout for that and stop tweeting me about how we fucking ignore the United States or I will kick you in the balls. Follow me on Twitter, JARET2113. Follow Ryan on Twitter at
Smile Smile Band.
I know that gets real confusing where you're like, Smile Smile Band, when's the People on Vacation show happening?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
One but big happy.
If you like my podcast, please, please, please tell your friends. Let's get a lot of people listening to this. I do promise that I am working on tons and tons of new stuff. We will start having contests, if not next time, the time after. I will be doing these more. Oh, by the way, I get told that I don't do these enough, but this is my 12th one in a year, which means I'm doing one a month.
Yeah, how much? If you do more, it's annoying.
Yeah.
One a day.
Well, I'm going to start doing
Nobody has time.
I'm not going to do one a day, but I'm going to start doing them, I think, bi-weekly.
Called you annoying, I would like to apologize. I didn't mean it like that.
No, I'll
love
take
you.
It.
Love
I'll
you.
Take it. I love you too. please go check out Bowling for Soup's Twitter at bfsrocks.com. No, there's no dot. And by the way, please go like all the Facebook pages. Go to the Bowling for Soup fan page, the People on Vacation fan page, the Jarrett Reddick fan page, the Eric Chandler fan page, the Smile Smile fan page, the Linus of Hollywood. Just go like that because it does mean a lot to us that you like us and all that shit. So last but not least, if you're not in the BFS Army, you should join. You just go to bfsarmy.com. It's completely free to join. You'll be on there with a bunch of other people who like awesome things. And Ryan from Smile Smile is a member of BFS Army. And a new development on BFS Army, if you're into any of these other things that we're doing, such as Crappy Records or Jerinus or People on Vacation or Eric Chandler and the Mulberry Street Socialites or Built by Ninjas, any of this other shit, you will actually be able to help promote those things and still shop in the Bowling for Soup store. It's all going to be sort of like one big crazy thing. You don't necessarily have to, but it'll be there for you if you want. So I think that's about it for me. Anything else to add there from you, Ryan?
You have so much crap.
I know. There's
but it's all good. Do you have a tag at the end of these podcasts? Was the Jarrett Reddick Incorporated?
No, but I was thinking about that, and that's one of the things that I'm going to add. These announcements that I just made, I actually want to try to get the voice of God to do that. So I was thinking about that. I have a friend in Abilene that I think I can get to rock that for me. So we'll see what happens. Guys, thank you so very much for listening. Ryan, thank you so much for being
thank
a part
you,
of it.
It was cool.
Appreciate it. Y'all be good, and we'll see you down the road.
Later, Gators!
Hey, everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.